think it's so sweet when people want to reconnect, you know?
People you haven't seen or talked to.
Yeah. I mean, me, I'm not much of a reconnector. I would never.
You're not a connector nor a reconnector.
That's fair. But I think it's odd when it's from a time of your life that maybe you don't. Like, I just got an invitation to a reunion for my junior high school.
Whoa.
Junior high.
Junior high. Because what happened was school zoning changed in my town. So at the end of junior high, we all scattered for high school kind of oddly. So we sort of lost touch because we went to different high schools and haven't seen each other in a while. And you know, there's nothing I'd like more than to relive the eye patch days.
Oh, man. Because didn't all of us have awkward middle school? We called it junior high school. Didn't we all have that?
Oh, yeah. Did you have an eye patch?
No, but it was still awkward, so I can imagine the eye patch only made it worse, that you would not want to go back there.
No, and by the way,
could you mention what your dad would do to your eye patch?
Well, I cried, of course, because I had to wear an eye patch, and so he thought he would make it more interesting and entertaining to others by doing a little artwork on it every day.
So, why did you have an eye patch?
Because I had a strabismus, kind of a lazy eye.
And it's not a strabismus either, by the way.
Yeah, she gave him the strabismus.
And so he'd draw, the day before Thanksgiving, he'd draw a turkey on it.
I know.
And then the principal, God forbid, would come every morning to meet me at the door, which is really what you want to be singled out, to see what the art was on my eye patch. And the first day, because I was so upset, he drew a tear on it. I mean, it was, he'd draw things for Valentine. I mean, any day.
See, Erica's father loved her so much, he's willing to give her art every day. I think that's beautiful.
It does explain a lot of Erica's attitude today,
right?
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Right? Now, to add to this, is just so horrible. If it could be any worse, they're actually booking the space at our junior high school, with the short water fountains and the teeny chairs. And you know me, I'm big and gangly. This is not gonna
Are you going? It sounds like you're going.
Well, they did. They hand wrote invitations with each of our nicknames. My nickname was Mosquito.
Mosquito!
Yeah, I don't think I need to explain that.
We know Flicka. We know Mingo, Flamingo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't know Mosquito.
Yeah, well.
I understand the legs. Yes, did you sting or bite, though? Did you?
No, it was.
Did you draw blood every time?
I was teeny like Mosquito.
Yes.
Bites.
I mean, I rectified that.
You mean as in the girls look like mosquito bites, not like the girls.
That's
not like
horrible.
My other girlfriends were all developed, and I was like, what's wrong with me?
How long were you in therapy after this?
Oh, I'm still in therapy. What, are you kidding me? I just bought her a house in Hawaii. So now I feel like I have to go because everybody's reached out, and they're like, it's right by Duffy's Lane, right by where you grew up. It's right by your house.
Well, if it's in Duffy's Lane, how do you not go?
Oh, please. And it was handwritten.
Please.
You know, they'd had etched invitation. Oh, please.
If it was an e-vite on Facebook, you could have ignored it.
The right? E-vites, man.
The e-vite, yeah. But this one, how do you... They're all so excited, and then they want to do something in the little theater there, and they're like, you used to do all the plays, and
you're like,
I don't want to do this.
You wouldn't floss for us this morning. Blair's flossing her tail off, and you wouldn't floss.
I don't have a tail to floss.
So you're going to get up there and sing and dance?
Sing and dance?
That's what I did. I did the musicals.
Mm.
Yeah.
In the eye patch? How did you not pop the stage?
She only could move stage left. She couldn't go to the right. She'd fall off.
I want you to go solely because I hope they have pictures of you in the eye patch because you don't have any.
They do. They're putting up, you know how at a wedding where they put up the super huge size pictures of everybody? They're putting our middle school pictures around the
Maybe they'll do
the pictures for us.
Maybe they'll do Pirates of the Caribbean and you can wear the eye patch again.
You know what? They don't have a picture of the eye patch because I asked my girlfriend, but they have a picture of, at one point I had to wear these glasses. One side had a red lens and one side had no lens, and I had to write with a red pencil to try to train my eye. But I'm gonna have a picture.
This is just macabre.
Wow. I'm feeling pretty good about my experience at Parkland Junior High School and Robert E. Perry High School right now.
Glasses and braces are nothing now.
She said two pigtails on the side with ribbons.
With Revan, did you have a retainer and the braces all at the same time?
No, my teeth were good. Okay. That was like lucky there.
Well, don't take a shot at the teeth.
How dare you besmirch my bicuspid? You should tell any kid out there who has an eye issue like Erica, it works. Wear your eye patch,
wear your eye patch.
Right?
I mean, it works.
Is she looking at you?
At least one of those eyes is looking at me. I'm not sure.
I got you in my sights.
You know, it was really embarrassing. In her senior year, they had put one of those collars on her, so she put, like...
cones?
Wow.
She had a cone on. The cone of shame. You were a brave and good sport for talking about that. Well, are you going to go? Seriously.
I feel like I've gotten my act together a little bit, so maybe it would be interesting to go. But I just think the PTSD might be tough.
Do you really want to date a guy you knew in middle school?
Oh, and that's the other, the first kind of kiss boy would be there.
Ooh.
Well, you can go back and kiss him again and see what you missed.
But now you can show off your eyes.
Yeah.
Look, they're normal.
I think Eric will be showing other things on more than her eyes.
Her mosquito bites.